Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
You're listening to Lunchtime Live here on News Talk. 1890 453 106 is the number if you'd like to get in touch with us on the programme. Now, a wild boar has been roaming around County Kerry this week. Anne Lucy is a journalist with the Irish Times who reported on the story. Anne, tell us about this.
Yeah, well, this emerged on Tuesday evening, essentially on social media. A family of wild boars were loose in the Cardell / Castle Island, Mount Eagle area and had been spotted by walkers and runners in a forested area, which is used by the public and is a popular playground, if you like, or leisure ground since the pandemic. And the National Parks and Wildlife Service were alerted and shot 5, if not 6, of the animals. And one animal, a large male boar, is at loose and, as we speak, is being sought.
Right.
Now, boars are not native anymore, although they once were, to Kerry and Cork. In fact, there are several place names which bear testimony to the presence of wild boar in medieval Ireland, and they include the famous Muckross near Killarney, also Tark Mountain / Tark Waterfall, and this is the location of the death of Dermid after an attack, the legendary Dermid, after being attacked by a wild boar in the woods around Muckross and Tark. And then you have Kinturk in North Cork, which is Kilnturk, the boar's head. So you had a large presence of boar in early and medieval Ireland, and they would have fed on the oak woods and on the acorns of the oaks, but they are at last, they're extinct in Ireland and are now considered an alien species. There's some disquiet. I know local radio in Kerry and social media has had a lot of complaints about the fact that the family were shot, and they included 2 piglets and 3 females were shot. And as we say, we think the male boar who was spotted is at large.
I think that the National Parks and Wildlife Service are saying they were dispatched humanely, I think, is the...
Yeah, they were dispatched humanely. They were shot, in other words. I assume that was shooting. They were shot. But people are saying they could have been taken to a wildlife rescue. There is one for wild animals in Donegal, apparently. And I think there is a lot of public interest in the story, partly because the boar, the wild boar, does resonate historically in these parts, as I said, particularly in the Cork Kerry region. And also, I think, they are attractive looking animals. Photographs have gone up on social media.
And what do they look like, Anne?
Well, I have seen them myself in the south of France, and the small, or could you call them piglets, they're striped creatures. They're actually 2 shades of brown. Now, the older animals are much bigger, the male particularly, and they often tend towards black. But they can be dangerous, and they are destructive in France. They root up olive trees, they root up everything, and they're considered a pest there. And they can be very dangerous, particularly if you approach a mother or if you approach the young. And they are known to damage cars. They're big, hefty animals. So we go back to the story of Dermid Agus Gráinne that a lot of us would have studied in Honours Irish for the Leaving Cert. And it was a big, wild male boar that did for Dermid.
I see members of the public in Kerry are being asked to report any sightings, Anne, of this this male boar that might be running around and not to approach them. So I take from what you're saying that you'll know him if you see him.
You will know him if you see him. You'll probably hear him as well. Seamus Hassett, who's the regional manager of the National Parks and Wildlife Service here, said it's a precautionary measure. Don't approach the animal. He doesn't believe it's particularly dangerous, although I have heard since that The animal now has had his family completely wiped out, and he's on his own, and he probably feels very threatened.
Mm. So report any sightings to National Wildlife Service in Kerry. Is that who you contact?
To the Killarney office, which I suppose would be the headquarters. So they've given a number to report. We don't know. I haven't, up to the minute, there hasn't been any sort of capture of him, I suppose, if you like. So we're just wait and see. And as I say, we move from the Torriach Diarmid and Grána to the Torriach of the Boar.
Whereabouts did you say the last sighting of him was? I'm going to carry on next week. I have to say, I want to try and dodge wherever you're telling me he is.
I'd steer clear of the sort of East Kerry, Castle Island, Mount Eagle, Slieve Lucre area entirely,
right,
if I were you. Now, if he's spotted in Killarney, we'll let you know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Killarney and Kenmare and Dingle and the whole lot next week, so I want to try and dodge this boar anyway if I can. But look, by all joking aside, it is, you know, a serious matter, and the National Wildlife for the Parks and Wildlife Service are looking for the public to report him. Look, Anne Lucy, journalist of the Irish Times, and thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Okay.
That's all we have time for on the programme. My thanks to all of you for getting in touch with us here on the show today. The production team, as always, Michael Quilligan and sound producer Sean Reedy, with research by Niamh McCann and Carl Gannon and Shifra Mulqueen. The editor was Mark Simpson. Just to say, we are in Donegal tomorrow. I'm literally hitting the road now when we wrap up the show here. We're heading to Donegal. We're broadcasting from the Allingham Arms Hotel in Bundoran because we want to focus specifically on the hospitality reopening over the last week or two to see how things are going on. We're going to be talking about the Mica issue as well. We'll be talking about parking at Slieve League. We'll also have music and chat and lots of conversation. Do tune in. Lunchtime Live from Bundoran, the Allingham Arms Hotel, 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.